Well, Zeb, how did you make out in court today?
Well, it made out just fine, Judge Ellis. Only that fella Falter, you know, the lawyer for Mrs. L., he done most of the talking. He spent all day asking people questions.
You mean witnesses?
Well, yes, I reckon that's what there was. He must have had 10 or 12 of them. Didn't give me and Abbott a chance to say nothing.
Well, if what I hear is true, probably you and Abbott said enough, claiming that Mrs. L. looked like a pig pen. In view of that, maybe Falter needed 12 witnesses.
Well, shucks, you don't need 12 people to tell whether she looks like a pig pen or not. One son of the greatest pigs could do it.
Well, I'm glad your conduct didn't call for any judicial admonition today.
Yeah, she was... Huh? Didn't call for what?
Admonition.
Oh, no, no. We didn't call for any ammunition. We didn't figure there'd be any shooting.
No. Well, I mean, Judge Winters didn't have to reprimand you, did he? Didn't have to speak to you?
No, no. He never said nothing to us.
Well, that's fine. You know, I had a talk with Judge Winters this morning about Ed Fine.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, what did he say?
He said if you behaved yourselves in court today, he'd remit it.
Well, does that mean Ed gets the $300 back?
Well, yes, in effect. You see, if...
Yeah, just checking, Judge Ellis. See what this fellow wants coming in. Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
Oh, that's all right. I'm in no hurry.
Well, I'll be getting along anyway, Zeb. Good night.
Good night, Judge. Good night, Judge Ellis. Come in again sometime. And say, thanks for fixing that up. Yes, sir. Now, what is it?
Are you Mr. Peters?
No. Mr. Peters has gone home, but I'm his partner.
Well, that's okay. Maybe you can take care of this. I'm collecting for the Do It and It Wear Company.
Well,
I've got a little bill here for him. Let's see. Yeah, this is it. To 6 pair of DeWitt tennis shorts. $36. Want to pay that now, or shall I leave it?
Well, I reckon I might as well pay it now. Shucks, $36, you say?
Yeah, that's it.
$10, $10, $20, $25, $30, $35, and
the
dollar bill is
$36.
Yeah,
$36,
eh, B?
Thanks. Has Mr. Peters been to court yet?
Yes, indeed. Today was the second day.
By the way, who's his opponent?
His what, mister?
Opponent.
Well, I don't know. I don't think he's got one. Never seen him wearing it anyhow.
No. Opponent is what's against him.
Oh, what's against him? Yes. He wears that.
Hey, what are you talking about? Wears what?
Woolen underwear.
Hey, listen, I'm not talking about woolen underwear. I asked you if...
Yes, I hear you. You asked me what he wears against him, and I'm telling you, woolen underwear.
But I didn't say wears against.
What is that, mister?
Wear.
Where? Why, next to his skin.
Now, wait a minute. You're getting way ahead of yourself. I tell you, I didn't say wear.
Well, what did you say?
I said what?
And I just told you, woolen underwear.
Now, listen, just scratch the woolen underwear, will you?
Well, shakes, it wouldn't do no good for me to scratch. I ain't wearing it. It's my partner.
You still don't get it. I'm asking you who Mr. Peters is against.
Oh, yes. Well, why didn't you say so? Well, Ev's the kind of a fellow that's against most everybody. That is, until he gets to know him. And then he's just about one of the finest fellows you ever seen.
Who's against him at the court?
Oh, I know who you mean now. Mrs. Zell.
Now we're getting someplace.
Oh.
Mrs. Zell, eh?
Yes.
How is she, pretty good?
Well, I don't know. Ev don't think so.
Well, if she's not so good, how come he had to go back for the second day?
Hmm?
What did they do the first day? Have a love match?
Oh, no, Cherie. There'll never be no love match between Ev and Mrs. L.
Then what did happen the first day?
Well, today Ev won $300, but...
You mean this is for money?
Well, I'll say it is, mister. $5,000.
Uh-oh. Hey, this must be quite an affair.
Hmm.
You know, I sort of had the notion that Peters was just a... Well, just a small-town player. He must be big league. Whose set was it today?
Hmm? Well, it was Ev's set today, all day.
You don't say.
Yes.
He's good, eh?
Yes, sure. Bob, one of the best fellas.
How's his service? Fast?
Hmm? No, it ain't so fast, but it's sure.
A good drive, huh?
No, he walks most of the time.
I mean, he's got plenty of the old pepper.
Oh, yes, he's got lots of old pepper. Why, he's got pepper here that we ordered way back
Listen, let me tell you something. Has he ever taken any cups?
Yes, he has.
Where?
In San Francisco.
Whereabouts in San Francisco?
At the Palace Hotel. He just took it for a souvenir, but the waiter made him put it back. You see,
No. I'm talking about matches. Matches. Has he ever walked away with any matches?
Oh, matches? Why, yes, of course he has.
How many?
Oh, hundreds of them, I reckon.
Now, look here. I've got an idea. I think Mr. Peters is just the guy that the DeWitt Company is looking for. You see, we use photographs of big champs, you know, for advertising.
Mm-hmm.
You suppose Mr. Peters would pose for a photograph wearing our shorts?
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of $100 in it for him.
Ooh, why, yes, of course he would, certainly.
And would he write us a testimonial about our shorts?
Yes, surely, you betcha.
How is he? Pretty good looking?
Well, he ain't so bad to look at.
Is he tall?
Yes, about as tall as you are.
Well, now, I don't want to pry into his personal affairs, but, well, you know, to pose for advertising pictures, you ought to have a, well, you know, sex appeal.
Hmm?
Has he much of a feminine following?
Has he got what?
A feminine following. What do the ladies think of him? Has he got many lady friends? Do they call him on the phone, or...
Call him on the phone? You see that telephone over there, mister? Well, that, I'll bet you every darn call on that phone is from a woman.
He looks like our man, all right. Tall, good-looking, and the women crazy about it. I'll take this up with our advertising department, and you'll hear from it.
Well, say, that's mighty nice of you, mister.
That's all right. Talk it over with him when you see him, will you? And tell him to keep full of the old pepper.
Yes.
You'll be hearing from us in a couple of weeks.
Yes. So long, mister. Come in again sometime. Shake your life. Just like the old saying. Never rains but what it pours. First we lose money, and then all of a sudden our luck turns, and the money just starts rolling in. All I hope is
I didn't expect to find you over.
Mellow Fest this way. Yes, I should have closed up a long time ago, but I had a couple of customers.
Well, how did things go in court today? I've been sitting on pins and needles all afternoon.
What? You must be kind of sore. Wait till I get you a bottle of...
No. I don't mean I actually sat on them. That's merely hyperbole.
It's what?
Hyperbole.
If it feels like pins and needles, it's neuritis. I've had it myself, only in a different place. Now, if you just take...
Now, never mind the remedies. What happened in court today?
Well, sir, Eb won $300 today.
Won $300?
Yes, sir. Judge Winters is going to give it to him tomorrow.
Oh, but that's ridiculous. That's...
Well, it just ain't. Judge Ellis was in here a minute ago and told me that Judge Winters was going to remit Eb $300.
I know, but remit $300 doesn't mean he's going to give that sum to Mr. Peters. It's taken from the Latin.
Well, I don't care who the judge takes it from, just as long as Eb gets it.
No, but I'm not referring to the $300. I'm speaking of the word, remit. It comes from the Latin, re, meaning again, and mit...
Meaning hand. He's going to hand it to Eb.
Oh, but it doesn't, you know.
It don't,
no,
sir.
No. The Latin it's taken from is Mrs.
Oh, yes, I see.
And putting the two together, we have...
Mrs. The judge is going to take it from Mrs. L.
No, that isn't it. That isn't it at all. Now, what the judge is going to do is remit the fine. Now, don't you see? Mr. Peters hasn't paid it, and the judge simply remits it. Mr. Peters hasn't any actually money coming to him. He's simply robbing Peter to pay Paul.
I think you're wrong, Professor. What you mean is the judge is going to rob Paul to pay Peter.
No, you're impossible. You're quite impossible. I can't remain here.
Wait a second, Professor. Wait. I'll walk up the street with you. As soon as I get that old can of pepper for Eb.
But what on earth is he going to do with an old can of pepper?
Why, he's going to eat it. He can make $200 posing for a picture if he keeps full of pepper for 2 weeks.